We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Aaron Katursky is joining us right now this morning as the variant is spreading, so are vaccine mandates. Aaron, more cities and states changing their guidance.
Well, I think on both coasts, right? You have New York City and California, all of California now, requiring public sector workers to get vaccinated or face weekly testing. And I think the hope is that the burden of proving a negative test every week is going to convince more public sector workers to get vaccinated. In California, there's an extra step. It's not only public sector workers, but 2 million healthcare workers in public or private hospitals. And the reactions have been different on both coasts, but this now, you know, affects hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, amazed at how, you know, people are taking this, though, as some sort of big step toward a mandate when, you know, I think that second part is important, too, or face a weekly test. How many people who have not gotten the vaccine so far are going to think twice about, okay, a test once a week, no biggie to me?
Well, and that's part of the reason why there have been some critics of this measure to say it doesn't actually do much, because weekly testing is not a good way to stop the spread of the virus. And I think, at least in the case of New York City, the mayor runs headlong into collective bargaining agreements. The unions all say that even weekly testing should be collectively bargained, even though none of them say they're anti-vaccine. It's just they need to collectively bargain any kind of mandate. Californians seem a bit more receptive, but weekly testing doesn't do what the mayor said his goal is, and that's to slow the spread, as he says the Delta variant has changed the game. And he's really got his eye on September. He said September is the pivot point because it's when kids return to school and when many offices are summoning their workers back to the buildings.
Is this likely to be challenged due to the fact that the vaccines are not FDA approved? They're authorized for emergency use.
I don't think it's going to be challenged because there is that testing alternative. I think at least in New York, I think the mayor is concerned about just blanket saying mandatory vaccine, because then there could be a protracted legal challenge. And I think the concern in City Hall is that if it does go through the courts, it's going to be a long-running legal fight that could ultimately be counterproductive. But there are those who are saying to the mayor, do it anyway, and let them challenge, and let a court say there's not a public health emergency, and let go through the process to actually enact a measure that would really make a difference. Because at this point, the caseload in the country is like fourfold over the last month, and what once seemed kind of unstoppable in terms of recovery now does seem to be challenged because not enough people have the vaccine. I mean, in New York, the vaccination rate's pretty good; it's upwards of 71% of the population, but that still leaves 2 million people unvaccinated.
Aaron, thanks so much for the update. Aaron Katursky joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!